Log Talk Radio.
Complaint. My name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your hostess, your host, your cruise director for this awesome installment of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. As I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of N Consulting. N Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So welcome to all of those who are listening live. A warm welcome to all of those who are listening later or at your leisure, which by the way, you can do. Even though we air live every weekday, Monday through Friday, we archive every single show immediately following the show, so you never have to miss an episode of The Daily Complaint, as long as you can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. So welcome to The Daily Complaint, folks. As I said before, we wish everyone a warm welcome, but let me break that down a little bit further. We welcome those of you who are joining us for The Daily Complaint for the first time. What a wonderful step, first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. We also want to extend a warm welcome to those joining the Daily Complaint for the second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, tenth, twelfth time. Not only is it a wonderful first step, but you actually now made a commitment to know your rights and assert your rights, which is our motto, it's our slogan, it's our heartbeat, it's everything we believe in and everything we stand for, which is knowing your rights and asserting your rights, and that's what we're here to help you do. Know your rights and assert your rights. We're here to talk about the issues that plague you as consumers every day. We specifically shed light on the mortgage industry because that's what seems to plague people the most at this point. Even though we are unwinding out of the mortgage crisis that began, back in 2007-ish? Well, it probably began many years before that, but the entire mortgage industry, let's say, took a nosedive around the 2007-2008 time frame, okay? So we talk a lot about the mortgage industry here. However, what I want you to know is your consumer rights extend far beyond that subset of the financial sector. Okay, your mortgage rights, your consumer rights, shall I say, not only are provided to those of you who have homes, but if you own a car, if you've engaged in any sort of financial services, credit cards, you name it, you have consumer rights on any and every aspect of your life. Okay? The reality is by knowing your consumer rights, folks, you're going to set yourself up for success for the rest of your life, not just when dealing with your mortgage, although let's face it, your mortgage is probably the biggest purchase you're going to make in your entire life. Most people aren't going to buy a bigger, investment or asset than a house. Most people might own a car that you pay on an auto loan, because most people are not going to pay for a car outright. Same thing applies to a home, okay? So these consumer rights that we talk about, they do extend far beyond your mortgage. However, the rampant abuse seems to be in the mortgage industry right now, and it's because, in my opinion at least, when you purchase a mortgage, it doesn't stay with the same company, okay? Your car is a little different in that, at least in my experience, when I've purchased cars in the past, my loan has stayed with the same company. It hasn't really moved to a different mortgage servicer that services it for a different entity. And that's kind of where the mortgage industry is at, folks, where you might purchase your home from Bank of America, but they turn around and sell your loan. And they sell it as a residential mortgage-backed security, so it goes through the stock market. And then it has a trustee that's assigned, who then assigns a mortgage servicer. And to me, the multiple layers in between you and your loan is where the abuse seems to lie. Okay. Now it doesn't always apply to every mortgage situation. In fact, today we're going to talk about Bank of America. Okay. So we're going to talk about a complaint that someone posted against Bank of America. I don't know if they're servicing the mortgage, they might be, or if they are the actual lender in this case. Okay. Many mortgage lenders, like, for example, Wells Fargo, they have their own company called America Servicing Company that services mortgages. Doesn't mean that it services the mortgages that Wells Fargo originated. It means it services the mortgages under the Wells Fargo brand or umbrella by utilizing the name America Servicing Company. So, like I said, it gets very convoluted. It gets very difficult to figure out who actually owns your mortgage. So, for example, I've got a client whose mortgage was originated by Countrywide Home Loans. Actually, I've got two of them. Both mortgages were originated by Countrywide Home Loans. Bank of America purchased Countrywide Home Loans. So then they were owned and serviced by Bank of America. Then they sold those loans as residential mortgage-backed securities. One was purchased or is overseen now by Deutsche Bank, and the other one was purchased or is overseen by U.S. Bank, okay? Both, however, are now serviced by NationStar Mortgage, okay? So you can see where it gets really confusing. Even though they both took the same initial path, when those mortgages were sold on the open market as residential mortgage-backed securities, different trustees, different investors purchased them as part of their pool or their portfolio of mortgage-backed securities and then hired the same company to service them. So even though these two loans took different paths, they ended up at the same servicer. However, they're not owned by the same people, which gets a little crazy, okay? And by the way, it makes it extremely difficult sometimes to assert your consumer rights, because you've now got to go figure out who owns that loan, okay? And if there was any wrongdoing, like we often see, during or prior to or in the process of the transfer, who do you go back and complain to? Because NationStar Mortgage is going to say, well, that happened before we took over the loan. In my opinion, when you buy it, you buy it. You own it. You own everything in the history all the way back, to include any of the abuses. So it becomes a big issue. It becomes a sticking point, and it might become something where you're going to need to assert your consumer rights in order to fix the problem, okay? We actually are going to talk about a mortgage that was owned by Ocwen. We're going to do a lot of Ocwen this week. Today we happen to be doing Bank of America. But on Friday, we're going to talk about a mortgage that was owned. Actually, I think it's on Thursday, or maybe tomorrow, Wednesday. We're going to talk about a mortgage that was owned by Ocwen and sold to Greentree. However, Ocwen force-placed flood insurance when the client didn't need it, okay? But then sold the loan and sold it in a delinquent escrow state. So the client really needs to go back to Ocwen and hold them accountable for their mistakes, even though they don't own the loan at this point, which is insane, you know? And it leaves the consumer, you and I, holding the bag for the abuses that somebody else did because they sold it really quick. Okay? Hopefully at some point somebody will enact a law that says that whatever actions that you took, if you sold it, you're either responsible for it or the person you sold it to is responsible. Somebody should be responsible for it. Right now it just sits in like a black hole vortex. Okay? So, like I said, it's important that you know your rights in order to assert your rights, folks. So again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. Like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own N Consulting. Our goal here at the Daily Complaint not only is to get you all as consumers to know your rights and understand to success or to successfully asserting or exercising your rights, but we also want to shed light on the fact that you always have options. Okay, a lot of times it seems like there are no options, because the idiots that you speak to at the mortgage servicers are not well-versed, nor do they have your best interest in mind. And that's where the rub lies, so to speak. Because, and literally lies is probably a pun, because there are lies being told to you all the time, you know, or a double entendre, I should say. That's a more grammatically correct way to position that. So, nonetheless, the point of that is that you can't trust the person on the other end with regard to what options exist for you. You have to seek them out yourself, and you have to know what questions to ask, okay? A lot of times, we make conference calls with our prospective clients to determine if we're going to take them on as a client and determine what help or what options exist out there for them. We do that at no charge to them, just because we want to make sure that we can help our clients before we take them on as clients. You know, not everybody's in a situation where they can be helped, okay? So, when we call, like I said, we do it on a conference-type call with our client and the mortgage servicer and us. And it's amazing, when we're done with the calls, the feedback from our prospects is generally, wow, you know all the questions to ask. You know what my rights are. They know that you know. They're answering questions that I would have never thought to ask. I've gotten more information in 5 minutes on the phone with you than I've gotten in, you know, 5 years of dealing with them, okay? And the only thing that sets us apart or me apart from you as a consumer, because I'm a consumer as well, is that I'm knowledgeable about consumer rights. And I'm knowledgeable about this industry, so I know how and where to go for help. And so that's our goal here, is to make you, as consumers, as knowledgeable as we are, as experts, so that you can fix your problems without having to pay anybody else a dime, without having to worry about what somebody else is doing. You basically have the power in your own hands if you choose to wield it, okay? So today we're going to actually talk about Bank of America, like I said before. Before we talk about Bank of America, a couple housekeeping notes, okay? First of all, I think we're fairly committed until the time changes in another month or so to airing at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast live, okay? However, on Thursdays, we have a conflict with that time, so we're going to actually air a half hour early. However, it doesn't matter when we air, okay? Although we love to attract as many live listeners as possible, we see the stats every day of who listens to the show, okay? So first, let me say thank you. It's wonderful to have so many of you listening to us, and it's wonderful to be able to help so many consumers at once by putting on a show like The Daily Complaint. So thank you for allowing us and providing us with the opportunity and platform to educate you on your consumer rights and to hopefully change the direction or tip the scales in your favor, shall we say, with regard to whatever your financial crisis or your financial issue is, okay? Secondly, like I explained at the top of the show, every single episode is archived immediately following the show. So whether you catch us live or whether you catch us later doesn't matter. If you catch us live, there's no commercials. If you catch us later, you're going to have to deal with commercials. But to me, that's an excellent time for you to take the resources that we've given you and look them up. So, for example, we're going to look at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau today. We're also going to look at the United States Department of Justice, okay? Justice.gov is their website. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, also known as the CFPB, their website is consumerfinance.gov. So if at this point you get to a commercial, you might want to look up those two, especially consumerfinance.gov, and check it out. You might also want to look up FTC.gov, and we're going to talk about escrow, so you might want to look up HUD.gov as well. Okay? So today we're going to talk about Bank of America. We got a couple things to talk about with Bank of America. It's interesting. I found this complaint. It was posted on Sunday, September 13th, 2015, against Bank of America. Interestingly, there are 11 pages of this complaint, meaning it goes all the way back to, I think, like 2011 or something like that. Who knows? Clearly, there's a lot of feedback with regard to Bank of America. Okay, Bank of America has already paid one of the largest settlements in history with regard to mortgage fraud, to knowingly selling toxic and predatory loans as residential mortgage-backed securities, and essentially helping to cause the mortgage crisis that everyone experienced. Okay? We're going to talk about that in a second and the problems that exist with a settlement. Okay? Before we do that, I'm going to read to you the current complaint. Then I'm going to go back to you and read the original complaint and a complaint that was posted a year ago or about a year and a half ago with regard to the same issue. Okay? So this complaint comes to us from Teacher CPS. So we're just going to call him Teach. Okay? Like I said, it was posted September 13th, so 2 days ago, Sunday. Teach is out of Chicago, Illinois. Okay? And this is what Teach has to say. Bank of America in Chicago, Illinois, have committed a fraud in my mortgage and now trying to sell my home. Okay, so to me that means that he's in foreclosure. First of all, they paid on taxes paid already. Well, I would have to have an issue with that. That seems to be some sort of escrow violation, so you want to pull your loan and check what the stipulations are. If you've already paid your taxes, they should refund you the money for paying your taxes. And let's hear what else he has to say. Then refuse to accept mortgage payments late. Okay? So they should be applying that money to your mortgage payments. But again, you have to look and see what your escrow guidelines state in order to know what they can and can't do. By the way, RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, that's overseen by HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD.gov is their website. They list the rules with regard to escrow, paying, what they can collect, so on and so forth. Okay? So, what they state is they can only hold 2 months of advances in your account. However, your state can dictate that they can only hold 1 month. And whatever the lesser time is what has to happen. So, again, a lot of information that you have to understand in order to know your rights. Okay, Teach goes on to state they have a judge that will work with them. Okay, well, that's not good. You know, you never want any judge to be favoring the banks, but unfortunately it seems to be the way of the land. Because at this point, government is favoring the banks. So, again, you know, you're up against a good fight, but there's always a fight to be had, and there's always a place for you in that fight. Okay, so know that. Teach goes on to state, they are attackers of CPS teachers now taking homes. Well, that is so unfortunate. I can't believe that. The politicians in Chicago know that this is happening and allow them to continue. Okay, like I said, you know, you got to remember who puts the money in the pockets of the politicians. But there are regulatory agencies that exist to help you, and we're going to talk about that in a second. Okay, frauds on mortgages where owners of homes were never late, forced late payments by not accepting or posting payments, and returning payments, ghost transfer to someone who cannot accept your payments. Okay, so clearly it seems by Teach's posting that he's been making his payments, but they paid his taxes, and so they showed that he owed that amount. And so now he's trying to make a payment and they won't accept it because they're stating that he's delinquent. This is my understanding of the post, okay? All of this does not seem legitimate, and it does seem like a violation of Teach's consumer rights, okay? So we need to address it piece by piece, okay? So let's go up and look at Isabel posted. And like I don't know the exact date that Isabel posted. I want to say it was probably close to 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. And she posted fraud, embezzlement, loan modification against Bank of America. She states Bank of America and BAC Home Loans is the most criminal banking organization on our planet. Their only goal is to destroy millions of lives, not help them like they say on their website. This is misrepresentation and false advertising. Quite honestly, the whole banking system needs to be replaced. Many people are standing up and fighting these monsters. Okay? She put a link to a Florida couple. And so I want to make sure, because we always want to highlight good stories as well. A Florida couple that filed a lawsuit against Bank of America for mortgage servicing fraud, loan modification, and RICO without an attorney. Okay? States Palm Bay, Florida, United States of America, March 8, 2011. The lawsuit filed in Florida alleges that Bank of America has elaborated malicious schemes against homeowners when it comes to servicing their loans and loan modifications. Bank of America has been widely accused of fraudulent practices by many homeowners all across the country. Currently, Bank of America is being sued by the attorney generals in both Nevada and Arizona for their widespread fraud against homeowners. All 50 U.S. states are investigating whether banks and loan servicers used false documents and signatures to justify hundreds of thousands of foreclosures. Of all U.S. major banks, Bank of America has the lowest percentage of permanent loan modifications. The plaintiffs state many homeowners that were provided permanent loan modifications with Bank of America will eventually be forced to default once again, making them vulnerable to foreclosure. The word permanent is not the case when it comes to loan modifications with Bank of America. Bank of America's mission is to foreclose on homes, which makes it more profitable for them, even though they agreed to participate in the HAMP program, which is the Making Home Affordable Modification Program. When they accepted $45 billion in taxpayer money, they need to be stopped. Bank of America received $45 billion in bailout funds to assist homeowners in default or in risk of default. The lawsuit alleges that Bank of America intentionally loses homeowners' documents that they submit in order to qualify for a loan modification, and they will also request those financial documents many times in order to prolong the modification process, therefore causing the homeowners to seriously default and lose their homes. Further claims that Bank of America told them to fall behind in their payments in order to qualify for the loan modification. They did as they were told and missed one payment. Bank of America would then repeatedly tell them that they were behind four payments when they were only behind one. Okay? So, what happened after that? Right? So we're going to tell a story real quick. Okay, so Thursday, August 21st, 2014, okay, last year, a year ago, Bank of America to pay $16.65 billion in historic Justice Department settlement for financial fraud leading up to and during the financial crisis. What does this mean? Attorney General Eric Holder and Associate Attorney General Tony West announced today the Department of Justice has reached a $16.65 billion settlement with Bank of America Corporation, the largest civil settlement with a single entity in American history to resolve federal and state claims against Bank of America and its former and current subsidiaries, including Countrywide Financial Corporation and Merrill Lynch. As part of this global resolution, the bank has agreed to pay a $5 billion penalty under the Financial Institution Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, FIREA, the largest FIREA penalty ever, and provide billions of dollars of relief to struggling homeowners, including funds that will help defray tax liability as a result of mortgage modification, forbearance, and forgiveness. Settlement does not release individuals from civil charges, nor does it absolve Bank of America, its current or former subsidiaries and affiliates, or any individuals from potential criminal prosecution. Okay. So, what is going to happen with this money? Of the record-breaking $16.65 billion resolution, almost $10 million will be paid to settle federal and state civil claims by various entities related to RMBS, that's residential mortgage-backed securities, CDOs, and other types of fraud. Bank of America will pay a $5 billion civil penalty to settle the Justice Department claim under FERIA. Approximately $1.8 billion will be paid to settle federal fraud claims related to the bank's or origination sale of mortgages. $1.03 billion will be paid to settle federal and state securities claims by the FDIC. $135.84 million will be paid to settle claims by the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, $300 million will be paid to settle the claims by the state of California. $45 million to settle claims in the state of Delaware. $200 million to settle claims in the state of Illinois. $23 million to settle claims by the Commonwealth of Kentucky. $75 million to settle claims by the state of Maryland, and $300 million to settle claims by the state of New York. Okay. The historic settlement, historic resolution, the largest settlement on record, goes far beyond the cost of doing business, said Attorney General Eric Holder. Under the terms of the settlement, the bank has agreed to pay $7 billion in relief to struggling homeowners, borrowers, and communities affected by the bank's conduct. This is appropriate given the size and scope of the wrongdoing at issue. Okay. So, this is the problem. Remember, at the top of the show, I told you that I have clients in our office that have actually gone through abuses by Countrywide and Bank of America. They can't get any of this money for some reason. Okay? We've actually gone to the monitor of this settlement. His name is Eric D. Green, I believe. He's a lawyer, obviously, but an educator. I don't know if he's at Harvard or where he is, Boston, somewhere. I think in Boston. They refuse to help. So trying to get this money is daunting. Okay, so what are we doing now? Well, there's a couple ways to go around it. So when we're talking about Teach's issue, okay, he's got an issue related to his taxes and then paying them erroneously, okay? With regard to that, because it's an escrow issue, I would write a qualified written request to Bank of America. If you don't know how to write a qualified written request, go to consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. Type in the letters QWR or qualified written request. Not only will they explain to you how to write one, they'll provide you with a sample, okay? So you're going to write a qualified written request to Bank of America. Then you're going to go to the CFPB's website at consumerfinance.gov, and you're going to submit a complaint. It's on the top right-hand side. Okay? Then you're going to go to the FTC.gov's website, and you're going to submit a complaint. It's on the bottom right-hand side of every page. Then you're going to go to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD.gov, their website, and you're going to submit a complaint as well. There you have to go under the Contact Us page and submit a complaint through their Contact Us page. Okay, so that's how you combat that issue. By the way, you're going to attach proof of your payment. You're going to write an explanation as to what's going on, and you're going to attach your qualified written request where you're asking for that. Teach is going to ask for the payment to be applied to his account, making him current. And any foreclosure fees to be exonerated and waived. Okay? So, the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov, is going to require that they respond directly to them. Okay? It's a good checks and balance system, and you have an opportunity to dispute it. Okay? If you're on the other side of the fence and you feel that you're eligible for the Department of Justice settlement, okay, the only way we know how to deal with it is to then write another qualified written request with regard to the Department of Justice settlement, but you also want to enlist the assistance of the Special Inspector General of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Her name is Christy Romero. You want to send her an email or send her a fax with your information and requesting relief, okay? Now, with regard to your tax situation, you might want to also call your Attorney General and your Department of Financial Services or Department of Financial Investigations. Okay? Therefore, what you're doing is you're providing a, not a layer, multiple layers of protection for yourself. Regardless of whether your issue is Teach's issue and it's an escrow that's now leading to foreclosure issue, or whether it's a predatory lending and fraud type issue that you're now in a position of, okay? So reality is, folks, is that you have a wealth of consumer rights. We're not going to get into the basics of your escrow because we'll do that in another show. And we've done that in another show, and we've posted all of our links up. So if you visit us or when you visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, on the top right, you're going to see two blue circles. One is for our Facebook page, and one is for our Twitter page. We post many of these links, if not all of them, up for you, okay? In addition to that, you can contact us through a half a dozen or a dozen different ways just by visiting us at The Daily Complaint. To include, every show, including this one that you're listening to, has my personal signature at the bottom of it, okay? So reality is we are 100% accessible to you. Excuse me. If you're seeking help, don't suffer in silence. You need to know your rights in order to assert your rights, and if you don't know where to begin, reach out for help. Whether it's to us here at The Daily Complaint or me personally here at N Consulting, or whether it's to a friend, a family member, a HUD counselor, whatever it is, you need to know your rights and you need to know how to assert them successfully. Okay? So, folks, again, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us with any questions. We're very happy to help. Most importantly, you need to know your rights and assert your rights. So thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Visit us, like I said, at thedailycomplaint.com. Don't suffer in silence. Get to it. Get committed. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Like I said, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for providing us an opportunity to come to you every weekday. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. This is The Daily Complaint.